Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sid, I noticed a pretty big smile on your face out there. Can you put into words kind of the emotions or what you were seeing and feeling?
Just trying to enjoy it. You do that like, I don't know, hundreds of times, thousands of times, and you take it for granted. So to get a chance to do that today was a lot of fun.
He also made a pretty good save on you there, the barrel roll.
The one where I batted out of the air and scored on it? That's the one you're talking about? Yeah, he made it. It was a good initial save for sure.
Yeah. We're having the feeling of getting back into the past this
morning? With the yellow pads and some of the drills you're doing, you can still see the way that that he competes, and it's a lot of fun to see.
Did he bring out that competitiveness in you guys as well? Did it feel that way?
I think so. I think that it's just the enthusiasm. I think that, the energy that he brings, it's really unique.
Mascali was telling me a few days ago when he said yes to the Penguins that he was hoping, like, to be able to play a good game, not to look like a fool on the ice.
I don't think it matters for us, to be honest with you. We know he's going to compete. I'm sure that, guys are going to be working hard in front of him, regardless of... what the outcome is, it's going to be pretty cool, and a lot of us that are able to be part of it, for the fans, for the entire organization, it's a pretty neat thing to be part of.
Sitting down with his back here today, can you kind of encapsulate what he meant to that run with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about run, 13, 14 years or whatever it was, I think. Is that how long it was?
13.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a long time, and obviously we had some great memories of winning, but obviously growing up in the league a little bit too, we weren't as good those first, his first year, and then my first year, it was tough, and we battled through it, and obviously had some great moments after that. But I think just being with him and all the young guys that came in together, Tanger and Gino and Stalzi and Max and so many, it was a cool time, to be able to come up and grow up together.
Sid, how important was the energy that he brought? Because his personality is a little bit different than yours and Gino's.
Yeah.
The energy he brings is unique.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially for a goalie, they're usually pretty quiet, keep themselves, do their own thing. And, Flower was always a little bit different that way. I think he really enjoyed just, being out there, and goalies like to focus on specific things, and he did that, but he also, was, doing any drill after practice that maybe, wasn't necessarily for him, but, he turned into a competition. So, without keeping score, without, making it clear it was a competition, there was always that subtle, competing going on.
Sid, it's become so common to refer to you, Gino, Chris, as the big three around here, but before that, for a while, it was the big four with Flower.
Yes.
What does he mean as a part of that four team?
Yeah, I mean, he was here before us, and he, you know, he had some, at least a year there where it was a struggle, and I remember, early on, and he's getting 40, 50 shots, playing unbelievable, and, you know, we couldn't get wins for him. You know, it was tough, and he couldn't get shutouts. You know, it was, like, the hardest thing. He'd have, like, a shutout for, like, 57 minutes and then let one in. It was crazy. I don't know how many shutouts he has, but he should have, like, 15 to 20 more. He just had those nights where he just took over, and it was pretty cool to see. You always want him to get rewarded with a shutout, but, you know, he gave us a chance to win, and, you know, the amount of games that he played, I mean, that's not that common now. You know, that was more common then, but, you know, the workload and what he shouldered each and every year was, you know, it makes it even more impressive that he's played this long and the level that he's played.
Obviously, he's only here for a couple of short days, but what's the value of having just somebody like him come to this locker and pull the young guys, especially for some of these young goaltenders on the roster?
I don't know. I think that, you know, just observing someone like that, I think ultimately everyone's got to be themselves. I mean, it's going to be hard to, you know, to be another Marc-Andre Fleury, but I think, you know, just seeing that, you know, maybe the bond or seeing the compete that he brings to practice, the enthusiasm, the bond that he has with the guys that he's played with and how unique that, you know, that is, you know, that's a part of our culture, and that's something that, you know, I think is special. So hopefully, you know, they can see that and obviously just get to meet him, get to know him, and see what a great person he is above and beyond all the stuff that he's accomplished.
He was always described as the perfect teammate in Pittsburgh, Chicago, yeah. Vegas, Minnesota. Why wasn't the case?
I think just his attitude. I mean, he, as a goalie, you know how difficult it is. It's not easy. There's a lot of pressure. There's tough days. You're answering tough questions, and you know everyone's pointing at you, and it's not going well. So you know, I think the way that he handled that, you know. Just the mindset that he kept, you know, the teammate that he continued to be through all that. Always showed up and worked hard, always had a smile on his face, and that hasn't changed from his first day to now. So, like I said, you know, above and beyond what he's accomplished, I think, you know, that's the most impressive part.
What did you think of the legacy that he will leave to the kids by the way he was playing, just always having fun, smiling, and
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned, you know, the person first and foremost. I think that's clear to see when you see him play. You know, when you play hockey too, I think it's, you know, you kind of you have your own style. I mean, you look at players, they have their own style, and it's easy to, you know, to try to be someone else. But he was, you know, so unique in the way he was as a person, or is as a person, but also the way he played the position too. It's pretty acrobatic, pretty athletic. He had a very specific style, which I think you could see. So you could see him express that, and that's pretty cool. I think that, you know, a lot of players express themselves differently or are known for different things, and, you know, his style is always pretty unique with, you know, the pads and the way he played the game. So, you know, that'll always stand out too, I think.
What did you think of James's pranking skills compared to his dad's?
He's going to get there. He's got the right teacher, but he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to do a couple to get used to it, but yeah, he'll get there eventually. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll encourage him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's the future. That's for sure. He's the future.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.